Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 162. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
If you're not obsessive, then get out of the way. Yeah, it can be a fairly negative statement that to some people, and it can be empowering to other people depending on what way you look at it, but I guarantee you there's something in it for you. It's not as negative as you may think. It does drive me mad, people that look at the tagline and the headline of some of the episodes and they don't actually listen to them, and then they comment to me on daily life thinking I meant one thing, or thinking I was going to say one thing, or I'd travelled along one particular train of thought that they were attributing to me. And generally it's they're further along than they actually, if they just listened to it, they'd realize that there was a lesson in it that all of us could actually, you know, take out of it, whether we know it already or we're just reminding ourselves. And this is one of those ones. If you're not obsessive, then get out of the way. I know it sounds negative, but let's go. Here we're at it. I've got some notes written down, so I'll work off these a little bit. So winners are obsessive. So winning at life, it doesn't just have to be, you know, at fighting, although I will talk about that in a second. But winning at life or in certain areas or subjects, you're going to need to be more obsessive. So winners are obsessive. Besides skill and even luck, basically immersing yourself in your activity can give you the edge over your competition. So if all things are equal, the person who's the most obsessive is going to win. When you realize this, or if you ever fall short, then remember that you do only have two options. You've only got two choices. Number one, give up, or number two, try harder. But if you are going to aim for something, then you may as well give it 100%. Fear of failure should drive you forwards and not backwards. I've done many podcast episodes on the fear of failure, so you can have a listen to those if you like. But fear of failure shouldn't hold you back. It should actually make you work harder. It should make you be more obsessed in order to be able to achieve your goals, to ensure victory in whatever area you choose. So obsession is aggressively pursuing the information and the experience needed to pursue your goal. So it's not as negative a word as you might think. And, you know, aggression may also be one of those loaded words full of negative connotations. But if you can't allow yourself to aggressively pursue something, to be 100% committed, then you are going to greatly reduce your chances of success. You know, obsession can also have very negative meanings. Whether rightly or wrongly, you will need to be obsessed. You'll need to relentlessly choose your dreams. Obviously, your life balance is up to you. This is one of those things that you'll have to look at your own moral values and see what's right for you, what level of obsession is right for you, or decide if something is worth being obsessed over. If it's a true goal, you're really going to have to go at it hard, because your opponents will be obsessed. Your competition will be obsessed. The people that want to achieve the same thing that you're after, maybe it's a limited supply, maybe it's a saturated market. As I said, it could be many things. We could be talking about business. We could be talking about life. We could be talking about sport. We could be talking about so many different things. It's up to you to relate it to yourself as we go on about it. But I give you a scenario, for example, just to compare, and something that I've witnessed many times. So imagine a very skilled part-time or weekend martial artist. Now, that's not a slight, but people who train, you know, two or three times a week for enjoyment, they could be at a high level. So they could be a regional champion, could be a local champion, and they enter a world level competition. So at this tournament, at this competition, this martial arts competition, they will go up against opponents who are training 7 days a week and potentially multiple times a day. So based on that information alone, who would you put your money on? It's an obvious answer, but let's add to it a little bit further. So the weekend martial artist, so the person who trains part-time, I suppose within martial arts circles, we might slag and call them partial artists. So I'm not sure if you've heard that one before. But anyway, that's no slight against them. Some people train more than others. Some people are more focused and committed than others. And that is what this lesson is about. So to add further, the martial arts we're talking about has a very full life, enjoys many activities. They have a demanding job. They have many friends and they love attending many family functions. Now, on the other hand, their opponents have nothing, only martial arts. They eat, sleep, breathe, and live in the gym. They have no family or no friends or relationships to even really talk about. They don't go out. They don't drink any alcohol. They have no distractions in their life. And while this might seem like a meager existence to some, it can be the price of success to others. So as I said, it's up to you to figure out what obsession fits into your life and what is worth you being obsessed about. But I guarantee you, to be good at something, you're going to have to be obsessed. I have never met a world-class, a world champion martial artist who was also a master at chess and, an expert, skilled pianist. I mean, it's just, you can't be that much of an expert focusing on several things. If you're going to be really good and you're going to dominate your area and you're going to achieve what you want to achieve, and then you have to be single-minded and you have to be focused. I mean, you could go with the argument and say that, you know, different people have different opportunities, but many opportunities are created by obsession, by single-minded focus. As I said, whether rightly or wrongly, if you are competing to win, there's no other way. Allow more positive obsession into your life, especially positive obsession. Notice I didn't say just obsession in general, and certainly not negative obsession. If it's positive, helping towards your goals. Motivation can be hard to come by, especially when you attempt to force it. So when you are highly motivated, go with it, for fear that it will wear off if you shelve it, if you put it on the back burner and think it's going to be there for when you want to come back to it. It might not be. So strike while the iron is hot, as they say. Allow yourself to win. Allow yourself to focus more. Encourage and run with positive obsession that will bring you closer to your goals and guarantee that you succeed. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.